第三次，所以是双重的荣誉。
This morning, I want to bring a message on this Palm Sunday from Mark chapter 11.
今天我的讯息是从马可福音第十一章。
And my verses are long today, so I'm going to divide it up into three sections.
今天的经文有很多节，所以我会把它分成三部分。
But before I bring the message, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning.
让我们先低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this beautiful day.
亲爱的天父，感谢你赐给我们美好的今天。
And for recognizing what it represents in Palm Sunday.
让我们了解今天是棕榈的星期天。
For it was on this day that you made your way into Jerusalem, Lord.
你是今天进城耶路撒冷。
So that you could die on our behalf, that we might know salvation.
所以你是为我们舍身，让我们能够得到拯救。
So as we look at our text for this morning,
当我们读到今天经文的时候，
and we come to understand the power of the meaning,
我们会了解神，有权柄的意义。
May we be moved to live our lives as Jesus did in obedience to you.
让我们能够学习耶稣顺服的生命。
We ask for your blessing upon our time together.
赐给我们祝福。
In Jesus' name.
祈祷奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
What does it mean to live a life that is pleasing to the Father?
什么样是上帝喜悦的生命呢？
That is a question that should be relevant and important to every believer.
对每个基督徒来讲，这是一个很重要，而且是有关系的。
There have been different people throughout history who have answered that question differently.
在历史上有很多不同的答案。
The religious leaders of Jesus' day answered it by strict observance to the law.
耶稣在世的时候的宗教领袖认为是严守律法。
Jesus' disciples wanted to exercise great power as the Romans did in the name of Caesar.
耶稣的门徒似乎是认为能够支配神的权柄，就好像罗马军民能够支配凯撒大帝的权柄一样。
But as in all things, the answer to how God desires us to live can be manifest in Jesus.
可是耶稣给我们不同的意义。
Palm Sunday marks the beginning of Holy Week.
所以这个礼拜是我们一个圣周的开始。
And Holy Week brings us to that point of recognizing God's fulfillment in His redemptive work through Jesus Christ.
这是我们要了解上帝如何送耶稣基督来为我们赎罪。
So Jesus is our example on how to live.
所以事实上我们如何生活就应该是要学习耶稣的例子。
So if we want to ask the question, what does it mean to live a life that's pleasing to the Lord?
所以我们如何能够取悦父神呢？
We would find the answer in Jesus.
那个答案就是在耶稣的身上。
And I want to illustrate that through three passages of Scripture this morning.
我们要来看三段不同可是互相呼应的经文。
These passages of Scripture represent texts or teachings that may be separate, but they're interrelated.
看起来好像不同，但是彼此相关。
And so I'm a simple person.
我是一个很简单的人。
And so I give you a simple outline.
所以我的标题也很简单。
There's no secrets here. I'll even let you fill in the outline at the beginning.
所以你们如果说要把那个空白填满的话，也是很简单的事情。
The three things that we're going to look at that represent the blanks in your outline.
所以我们今天的大纲里头有三个空白的地方。
Are the trip.
就是那个旅途
，the tree，
无花果树
，and the temple，
还有圣殿。
The trip, the tree, and the temple. That's point one, point two, point three.
所以一二三很简单，旅途、果树跟圣殿。
So now you won't be distracted wondering, oh, what's he going to say next?
所以你们现在就不会分心，担心我下面要教什么。
So I want us to look at our text for this morning, and I want us to journey through it.
所以我们就是来看今天的经文，然后我带你们来了解。
So that we can understand how Jesus lived in a way that was pleasing to God and how we can do that as well.
所以我们就可以了解耶稣如何过一个让神喜悦的生活，我们也可以同样。
So let's look at our first set of verses in chapter 11.
所以我们先来看马可福音第十一章第一段的经文。
And I'll read in English verses 1 through 11 and then Dr. Chang will read in Chinese.
所以你们就跟着我念国语。
As they approached Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter it, You will find a colt tied there on which no one yet has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? You say, the Lord has need of it, and immediately he will send it back here. They went away and found the colt tied at the door, outside in the street, and they untied it. Some of the bystanders were saying to them, what are you doing untying the colt? And they spoke to them just as Jesus had told them, and they gave them permission. They brought the colt to Jesus and put their coats on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their coats on the road, and others spread leafy branches which they had cut from the fields. Those who went in front and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus entered Jerusalem and came into the temple, and after looking around at everything, he left for Bethany with the 12, since it was already late.
所以我们一起来读，用国语读第一节到第十一节。耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法奇和伯大尼，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒，对他们说：“你们往对面村子里去，一进去的时候，必看见一匹驹驴拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。若有人对你们说，为什么做这事？”你们就说主要用它，那人必立时让你们牵来。他们去了，便看见一匹驴驹拴在门外街道上，就把它解开。在那里站着的人有几个说，你们解驴驹做什么？门徒照着耶稣所说的回答，那些人就任凭他们牵去了。他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。有许多人把衣服铺在路上，也有人把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。前行后随的人都喊着说：“何沙那，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。那将来的我的主大卫之国是应当称颂的。高高在上的何沙那。”耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各件物样，天色已晚。就和十二个门徒出城，往伯大尼去了。
Those verses we recognize as the events of Palm Sunday, what we celebrate today.
这个就是我们今天要庆祝的经文。
This trip, as I've mentioned in point one, is the triumphal entry.
这是指耶稣凯旋进城。
The triumphal entry signals the very first time that Jesus is allowing his followers to recognize him as the Messianic King.
这是第一次耶稣在群众庆贺之下进入耶路撒冷，被大家看作救世主。
Up to this point, there had been many other times where Jesus did miracles and they wanted to hail him as king, but he said, "No, say nothing. My time has not yet come."
在这以前，耶稣行了很多神迹，他的门徒就要把他放在公众场合出现，可是他一直说，我的时机还没到。
But the triumphal entry marks the time when Jesus' time had come.
但是他凯旋进城，就是表示他的时间。他的时辰已经来到。
And so he allowed himself to be presented as the royal messianic king coming into Jerusalem.
这是公开显示他有皇室的尊荣。
We know this because of the things that had taken place. They all represent something from history or something theologically.
这在历史上是有它的意义的。
In Zechariah 9:9, we're told that it says that the Messiah would be endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on the foal of a donkey.
我们在撒加利亚九章九节有预表救世主的来临。经文上面说，救世主施行拯救。
And so as we see Jesus coming in on a donkey, the reminder of what Zechariah said in his messianic prophecy was coming true.
所以在那里头还说，谦谦和和的骑着驴的驹子。
There's also the instance of Jesus' royal status as one of the line of David.
同时他是皇室的尊荣，因为他是大卫的子孙。
In 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 32 through 37, we see that King David had Solomon put on his own mule and paraded through the city of Jerusalem.
在列王上第一章32节到37节，我们看到大卫王立所罗门王为王的时候，也是把他放在驴上，骑到王室。
So in those two Old Testament references, Jesus was fulfilling what the Old Testament said about who he was. He was the anointed one who was king to come and reign in God's kingdom.
所以从旧约两处不同的地方预表他是被高的救世主。
But you see, there's more to this than just Jesus allowing himself to be revealed as Messiah and as king.
但是耶稣不只是作王。
Jesus' entry into Jerusalem was his public declaration of faithfulness to the Father.
他是公开完成父神的旨意。
He manifested his obedience to the Father by entering into Jerusalem.
更加表示他顺服父神进城。
And here's how we know that.
我们怎么知道呢？
Because Jesus knew full well what waited him when he went into Jerusalem.
因为他知道进耶路撒冷以后会发生什么事情。
Jesus knew full well what was going to happen in just a few days on Calvary.
因为他几天之后在孤楼地会发生什么事情。
Jesus knew that the cheers of Hosanna would turn into the cries of crucify him.
因为现在虽然他们欢呼何撒那，但是过几天以后就会定死他。
Jesus understood all of those things and he went anyway.
尽管耶稣知道这些事情，他仍然继续进城。
So this is a key for us to understand what it means to live a life that's pleasing to God.
这是我们如何能蒙神喜悦生活的要点。
When we look at Jesus, we see the example of obedience. Even though there was great cost, he went anyway.
所以我们在耶稣的身上可以看到顺服的例子。
And so Jesus, his journey going into Jerusalem teaches us that it's faithfulness in God, and it will be further carried out in the text that we look at next.
所以他的旅途就是表示他的顺服，让我们继续看下一段的经文。
I want you to look at the next passage of scripture, starting in verse 12. We're going to read verses 12 through 14, and then I'm going to jump to verses 20 and 21.
所以我们先读十二到十四，然后跳到二十跟二十一。
It says, "On the next day, when they had left Bethany, he became hungry. Seeing in a distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see if perhaps he would find anything on it.And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, May no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples were listening. Now verse 20. As they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up. Being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look at the fig tree which you cursed. It has withered.
所以我们现在一起来念十二节到十四节跟二十跟二十一节。第十二节。第二天，他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了，远远地看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找着什么，到了树下，竟找不到什么，不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。耶稣就对树说，从今以后，永远没有人吃你的果子。他的门徒也听见了。二十节，早晨，他们从那里经过，看见无花果树连根都枯干了，彼得想起耶稣的话来，就对他说：“拉比，请看，你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。”
Jesus' encounter with the fig tree covers Monday and part of Tuesday of Holy Week.
耶稣在圣周的礼拜一跟礼拜二提到这个无花果树。
Remember that in the first verses that we read, Jesus came into Jerusalem in the triumphal entry, and he went to the temple and looked around.And then he withdrew.
你们记得他进城的时候，在圣殿看了一圈，然后就走出来。
Now Monday, as he's coming in, verse 12 tells us that Jesus became hungry and he saw a fig tree, and so he went to see if there was any fruit on it.
然后十二节的时候提到耶稣饿了，所以到路边看看无花果上有没有结果子。
But there was no fruit on the fig tree.
但是却发现没有结果子。
Now Matthew tells us the very same encounter Jesus had.With the fig tree.
马可福音也有类似的记载。
But what's unique about Mark and why I chose Mark is because Mark gives us one bit of information that Matthew does not.
只是马可福音多了一份很重要的资料。
In verse 13, Mark tells us it was not the season for figs.
马可福音十一章十三节记载，因为那不是收无花果的时候。
Have you ever read that text before?
你们有没有读过这一节经节？
Is there anything that you find strange about what's going on in this text?
读到这一节经节的时候，会不会觉得有些奇怪呢？
I mean, here comes Jesus, and he's hungry, so he comes to the fig tree because he sees it in leaf.
耶稣饿了，走到无花果树，看见只有树叶。
And he's hungry, so he's looking for something to eat, but he finds nothing, so he curses the fig tree.
他饿了，想找东西吃，可是没有找到，所以就是诅咒那个无花果树。
But the point Mark wants us to understand is, it's not the season for figs, and Jesus shouldn't have expected there be any figs on that tree.
既然那不是收无花果的时候，那为什么耶稣要那个就是说期待要有果实呢？
But here's what's happening.
这是为什么发生的原因。
When the scripture communicates something that at first seems difficult to understand, it is a sign to us to slow down and pay special attention.
当我们读经文读不懂的时候，这就是经文要我们停下来，慢慢的重新思想。
Let's surmise what might be going on with Jesus.
让我们再思想为什么耶稣会这样做。
We could look at those verses and conclude that Jesus didn't get a good night's sleep, so he was cranky. So he cursed the fig tree.
也许他前一天晚上没有睡好，所以心情浮躁，诅咒这个无花果树。
Or maybe Jesus was so hungry and he was frustrated to find no leaves out of anger, then he cursed the fig tree.
或者是饿过头了，生气，所以才诅咒这无花果树。
But none of those themes seem to fit what we know about Jesus, and it doesn't fit the circumstance.
这和我们了解耶稣的人品不合。
So it's left us to consider that there's something else that's going on in these verses to teach us an even greater lesson.
所以这只有第三个可能，它是有更深的意义要教导我们。
So the question is, where do we go to look for what might be happening here?
那我们要如何去找这个更深一层的意义呢？
The answer is we look at the verses that are sandwiched by these that I just read.
所以我们要注意字里行间。
One of the principles of biblical interpretation is that everything is connected together.
解经的时候我们就发现所有的圣经经文事实上都互相关联的。
When something seems difficult to understand, we often find the answer when we look at the larger context of the passages.
有的时候你发现经文不容易了解的时候，你要重新看一下上下文。
And so I want you to look at the third point, the temple, and I want you to notice with me, starting in verse 19 or 15.
所以我们现在要来看第三段的经节，从十五节开始。
Then they came to Jerusalem and entered the temple and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those that were selling doves. And he would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple. And he began to teach and say to them, Is it not written, My house shall be called the house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a robber's den. The chief priests and scribe heard this and began to seek how to destroy him, for they were afraid of him. And the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When even came, they would go out of the city.
我们现在一起来读十五节到十九节。他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，也不许人拿着器具从店里经过，便教训他们说，经上不是记着说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒使它成为贼窝了。祭司长和文士听见这话，就想法子要灭除耶稣，却又怕他，因为众人都稀奇他的教训。每天晚上，耶稣出城去。
So I want you to follow me chronologically.
所以我们就是看这些事件前后发生的时间顺序。
Jesus and his disciples come in Monday morning to go to they're on their way to the temple and they encounter the fig tree.
所以在进城的路上，他们经过这个无花果树。
Jesus curses the fig tree because it had no figs on it, had no fruit.
耶稣诅咒这个无花果树，因为上面没有结果。
The verses we just read tell us that Jesus and his disciples made it into the temple and he began to overturn the money changers.
然后我们就看到耶稣进城，进到圣殿，打翻换钱、和卖现金又鸽子的桌椅。
He stopped those who were selling merchandise within the temple and those who were carrying merchandise through him. He would not allow them to do that.
所以他赶走做买卖的生意，不准他们继续做生意。
When we look at verse 17, it reminds us of what Jesus' motivation was for doing that.
所以我们从十七节可以看到耶稣做这些事情的动机。
It says that he began to teach them, and he said, is it not written, my house is to be called a house of prayer for all the nations?
经文，耶稣教训他们上，经文说不是记载着我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？
It's important that we recognize the word teach because Jesus was always teaching people what he was doing and why he was doing it.
所以我们要注重耶稣的教训，而且要知道他为什么这样教我们。
The word teach tells us that Jesus didn't fly into a fit of rage for no reason, but that he had a purpose.
所以耶稣并不是发脾气，他是有意义的要教训我们。
The temple court, the outer temple court, the court of the Gentiles, or the court of the nations, was the place where non-Jewish converts to Judaism could come in and pray to the Lord.
因为这些做买卖在圣殿的外庭，一般称为外邦人或者是万国这庭，这本来是改信犹太人的外邦人可以在那里崇拜。
In Jesus' day, the way one related to God was to come to the temple, and if they couldn't come to the temple and pray, they had no way to communicate with the Lord.
所以以前他们要崇拜神的话，是一定要来到圣殿。如果他们来到圣殿，没有办法来到圣殿，就没有办法亲近神。
And so what was happening is the buying and selling of the acceptable sacrifices and the exchanging of coins.Kept the Gentiles from being able to pray.
因为他在那里做买卖，所以改信的外邦人就没有办法来那个地方崇拜。
And the temple was to be about helping people draw closer to the Lord, but because of the way they had structured it, they were keeping people away from the Lord.
圣殿应该是让能够接近主，但是这些做买卖的反而让人没有办法亲近主。
And so Jesus said, quoted scripture where it said, "My house is to be a house of prayer for all nations."
所以这个是我的殿被称为万国祷告的殿。
But there was a second motivation.
但是还有第二个原因。
And it's found in the second part of verse 17.
所以十七节的下半节经文。
Where it says, "You've made it a robber's den."
你们到使它成为贼窝了。
The chief priest had set up in this outer court marketplace.
所以这些犹太领袖在那边做生意。
People would bring their sacrifices in, and it was the priest's job to inspect the sacrifice to make sure it was acceptable to the Lord.
因为祭司长他们要检视献祭的动物，要确定说他们是合格的。
And there were times when someone would bring their sacrifice, and the priest would say, "Oh, that's not good enough for the Lord, but we have one that you can purchase right here that's acceptable."
很多时候他们自己带来的东西，祭司解释说，哦，这些不合格，不过我们这里有合格的可以卖给你。
And we don't know this for sure, but it might have been that the priests took the lamb that they said was unacceptable, put it back in their pen, and the next person that comes along, they sold it to them.
他们可能把那些不合格的没收，然后卖给下一个，说是这些不合格的，事实上是合格的。
The point that Jesus made is that they were not driven by helping people come to know the Lord; they were driven by profit.
所以这些祭司并不是想要帮助人献祭，事实上只是想要从中取利。
And as a result of that, Jesus cleansed the temple that it might get back to its purpose to help people come closer to the Lord.
所以耶稣把这些做买卖的赶走，因为他们要把这些地方清理干净，来成为崇拜的地方。
You see, the temple had ceased to function in its intended purpose.
我们这里看出圣殿现在的功能和当初的功能已经不一样了。
So I want to try to put all three of these things together.
所以我现在要把三样事情通通相关放在一起。
Jesus' cursing of the fig tree was not because he was angry or cranky or frustrated or sleep deprived.
耶稣诅咒无花果实并不是因为他生气或者是睡不好。
Jesus' cursing of the fig tree was a symbolic act that was going to communicate something about the temple.
这是象征他下面要如何批评圣殿。
You see, the fig tree that does not bear fruit is of little value.
因为不结果实的无花果树就是没有价值的。
And the temple that does not bear fruit or operate according to its intended purpose is of little value.
圣殿不帮别人崇拜的话也是没有价值。
Jesus came into Jerusalem. That was the first passage that we read.
耶稣进城是我们读到第一段经文。
We refer to, in spiritual terms, bearing fruit as being obedient to the Lord.
结果实就是顺服主。
Because Jesus came into Jerusalem knowing what lay await for him, he was bearing fruit of faithfulness to the Father.
耶稣进城是为父神结果，因为他是顺服父神的旨意。
That is a life that's pleasing to the Father.
这就是蒙神喜悦的生活。
The fig tree that doesn't bear any fruit has no value.
这一棵不结果的无花果树就完全没有价值。
A temple that doesn't bear fruit has no value.
圣殿不结果实也没有价值。
Of the three accounts that we read, only one is an example of bearing fruit.
在三个事件里头，只有一个事件是结果实的。
So how do we know that faith is what it takes to please the Lord?
所以我们怎么知道我们的信心如何能蒙神喜悦？
There was one verse that I didn't read to you yet.
因为还有一些经文我没有读。
And that verse is 22.
那是第二十二节。
I want to read back up in verse 20 so that you understand the context and then include verse 22.
所以我要再提醒你们，所以我从二十节读起。
As they were passing by in the morning and they saw the fig tree withered from its roots up, being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look at the fig tree which you cursed, it has withered. And Jesus answered, saying to him, Have faith in God.
所以我们重新从二十节读到二十二节，二十节。早晨，他们从那里经过，看见无花果树连根都枯干了。彼得想起耶稣的话来，就对他说：“拉比，请看，你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。”耶稣回答说：“你们当信服神。”
The example or the illustration of bearing fruit is having faith.
所以要结果时，就是表示我们要有信心。
Jesus speaks that.In reference to the fig tree.
耶稣这样子说无花果树就是要我们有信心来结果实。
Jesus is reminding his disciples that bearing fruit to the Father is about living a life of faithfulness to him and obedience to him.
所以要顺服主，信服神才能够结果实。
As we put all those things together, we understand that if we're going to live a life of faithfulness to the Lord, we're going to bear fruit.But we won't bear fruit without it.
所以我们要过信心的生活，就是要为主来结果实。不结果实的话，就表示我们没有过信心的生活。
Everything that Jesus did, every example that he gave, every miracle that he performed was done as the Father directed him.
耶稣的一言一行，还有他所行的神迹，都是父神的旨意。
In fact, Jesus said to his disciples, "The words that I speak are not my words, but the words that the Father gives to me."
耶稣说：“我所说的不是我自己说的，乃是父神给我要我说的。”
The works that you see me do are not my works, but the works that the Father leads me to do.
我所做的工是父神要我做的工。
In everything about Jesus' life, there was surrender in obedience to the Father.
耶稣一生的日子，一生就是顺服父神的旨意。
And so, even in his march to Jerusalem, there we see that obedience and we see that faith.
甚至他凯旋进城，我们也看出他顺服主的行为。
But the fig tree illustrates the faithlessness of the temple.
但是无花果树跟这个圣殿就代表没有结果。
While they were to be living to honor the Father as Jesus did, they had forgotten and they had corrupted it.
他们忘记他们生活应该有的意义，顺服主。
And so all of these texts together help us to understand that the life that pleases the Father is a life of faithful obedience to Him.
所以神所喜悦的生活就是要顺服的生活。
But we ask the question now, what does that look like for us in April of 2014?
所以我们现在想想看，在今天的话，怎么样的生活才是蒙神喜悦的，才是有信心的？
And the answer to that is that we live a life that Jesus lived.
所以我们要像耶稣一样，过耶稣的生活。
Faithful living is about keeping our eyes reflecting upon Jesus.
所以我们要定睛仰望耶稣。
About asking those questions.
所以我们问这些问题。
What would Jesus do in this situation?
所以在这种情况之下，耶稣会怎么做呢？
How would Jesus relate to this circumstance?
所以耶稣会怎么样处理这些情况呢？
How should my life honor the Lord in relevant ways?
所以我的生活要怎么样来荣耀主？
I want to share with you an example that my pastor shared with me when I first surrendered to ministry.
我想跟你们分享，就是以前我的牧师跟我分享的。
My pastor's name was Pastor Bill Archer.
我的牧师是 Bill Archer.
He was traveling on an airplane from Colorado to Houston, Texas.
他坐飞机从科罗拉多到休斯顿。
And he noticed that on this plane, that the people who were riding the plane were in a poor disposition.
他知道坐飞机的人心情都不好。
The flight attendant that tried to care for their needs was continually criticized by the people who were around her.
因为空中小姐的服务不好。
She was doing a good job, he said.
但是那空中小姐说，我已经尽力了。
She remained calm and she remained kind, even when people were bitter toward her.
她还是保持镇静，虽然大家对她批评都不好。
He said there were babies in the section that were crying, and she tried to help the mothers.
她帮助一个带小孩的母亲。
And after everybody got off, my pastor said that he marveled at how kind and generous she was in the face of great opposition.
所以每个人都下飞机以后，那个牧师对那个空中小姐讲：“哦，你实在很亲切。”
And so after everybody disembarked the plane, he waited behind because he wanted to congratulate her.
所以牧师就是等到大家都下机，因为他想要称赞这个空中小姐。
And so when he finally got to speak to the flight attendant, he said, I'd like to know your name. I want to write a letter to the airline telling them what a great employee they have.
所以最后他跟这空中小姐讲，请把你的名字告诉我，我要写信给你的公司，告诉你你做得非常非常好。
And he said she gave him her name.
空中小姐给他的名字。
But then she said, I don't work for the airline.
但是说我并不是为我并不是为航空公司做事。
And he was surprised at that because she was wearing a uniform and she was serving drinks and food just like an employee would.
那个牧师很惊奇，因为她穿着制服，而且就是做空中小姐的事情。
And so he asked her, "What do you mean you don't work for the airline?"
所以牧师说，你这什么意思呢？你不是航空公司的职员。
And she said, "I work for the Lord. The airline just gives me a paycheck."
她说，我是为上帝做工，那只是航空公司付我的薪水。
You see, when we work for the Lord, when we keep our eyes focused upon Him, it helps us to be able to handle difficult situations.
当我们定睛仰望主的时候，我们处理事情的方式就不同了。
It helps us to be able to speak kindness in the midst of hatred or even anger.
当别人愤怒，甚至是心情不好的时候，你还可以保持镇静。
And it gives us the opportunity to be a witness before the world that believing in Jesus makes a difference in our lives.
用我们的慈爱在这个世界上面做见证。
Sometimes we as Christians are guilty about having a good talk, but not necessarily following it up by what we do.
所以我们有的时候很会讲，但是做不出来。
And the example of Jesus' life is that Jesus faced many obstacles and many painful things, and he was faithful. Always,
耶稣的在世界的生活经过很多的困难，但是他永远顺服。
And so God has called us to walk a life like Jesus.
所以父神要我们像耶稣一样。
In our occupations and in our relationships with our neighbors and coworkers and people we meet, we are to do all things unto the Lord.
在我们的职场跟邻居相处，我们都应该要做好的见证。
And then it doesn't matter whether or not somebody appreciates it.
不管别人看不看重你的做法。
Because our actions towards others are our service to Him.
因为我们的行动是为了主做工。
We simply walk by faith.
我们就是凭信心过日子。
So the question for you this morning on this Palm Sunday.
所以今天我带给你们一个问题。
Is how is God calling you to live faithfully so that you might bear much fruit for Him?
所以你们怎么样过日子才能够为父神结果实？
The tree that bears no fruit has little value.
不结果实的树就完全没有价值。
The temple that bears no fruit has little value.
圣殿不结果实也没有价值。
The Christian life that bears no fruit has little value.
基督徒的生活不结果实也是没有意义。
But praise to Jesus, He gave us the Holy Spirit.
感谢耶稣给我们圣灵。
That we might bear much fruit through Him.
我们可以经由他来结果实。
And might help others to see the Lord we serve.
而且可以帮助别人看见我们为什么要服侍主。
I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes this morning.
让我们低头闭上眼睛。
We must ask ourselves now, what is God asking of me?
我们必须问自己，上帝要我们做什么？
What is God saying that must change or be added to my life?
我们生活要做什么样的改变？要增加什么？
Maybe it is that you are here this morning and you've never given your life to Jesus.
也许在座的中间还没有信耶稣。
And right now becomes the opportunity for you to do that.
现在是很好的机会。
Jesus went into Jerusalem to die for you and for me.
耶稣进耶路撒冷是为你我舍身。
Maybe you are here this morning and your need is for repentance.
也许你今天来需要赎罪。
It is to change from the way you've been living so that you might live a life that honors God.
也许你要改变你的生活来过一个荣耀主的生活。
Maybe it is this morning that your need is rededication.
也许你今天要重新献身给上帝。
Then maybe you are carrying with you a burden, a guilt that you need to release to the Lord so you can bear fruit.
也许你觉得有罪恶感，但是你还是可以为主结果。
Whatever it is that God's saying this morning, this is your opportunity to respond.
记得主在跟你说话，今天是你回应的时候。
I'm going to ask Pastor Shao to come to the front and I'm going to pray. And then I want to give you the opportunity to respond to what God is saying to you. Come to your pastor and share with him.